Camilla was the last to arrive in the boardroom. They were all seated with cups of coffee and notepads in front of them. All rose like a flock of seagulls from the rubbish tip when she walked in.
"This is Miss Callahan, our Director of Finance."
Robert's introduction was unnecessary. They all knew who she was and why she was there. Robert's young assistant, James, quickly got her a cup of coffee and placed it delicately in front of her as she sat and took time to arrange her own paperwork. She gave the boy a smile of encouragement. It couldn't be easy working for that creep Robert. She looked around at the rest of the assembly. Gordon Mackenzie she had met before at some PR event. Maybe it had been Ascot. It was, she recalled, his agency. He was very successful, typifying the yuppie of the late 80s and early 90s. His desk-size Filofax lay open in front of him, and the face of an imitation Cartier watch glinted from the edge of his spotless white cuffs, adorned with gold cufflinks, initialed no doubt. The leather-clad creature beside him had to be the creative one. At least they hadn't come mob-handed, a sign they weren't planning to push for too much too soon. Mackenzie was no fool. Camilla was probably going to find she was surplus to requirements at this meeting. Robert wasn't going to want her opinion on the artwork. Gordon cleared his throat.
"As I was saying before you arrived, Ms. Callahan, we're just going to have a look at the storyboards that have been worked up from the promotion statement Josh provided us with. Our art director, Danny Barker, will present them to you."
They all turned towards Danny, who was looking down at the table, and waited expectantly. It continued to amaze Camilla that just by virtue of being able to draw, these people could wear what they liked, be rude to everyone, clients included. Some would say especially clients. And the more outrageous their behaviour, the more talented they were perceived to be. At least this one didn't have a ponytail and earrings in one ear. Danny looked up and caught Camilla staring. Camilla was shocked, and she was sure it showed. Two black eyes and some other purplish-yellow bruises around the mouth. Not a pretty sight, but she couldn't keep her eyes off Danny's face. She continued to watch, fascinated, not hearing a word of the presentation. Only when Danny sat down and Robert and James passed the boards over for closer inspection did Camilla realise, with another jolt, that Danny was a woman.